on the Jameson there.
Hi, Brad.
Who's this?
It's Jesse.
Again?
Hi,
yeah.
Jesse.
How are you doing?
Somebody else called me this time and now got me too. What's up, babe?
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's the same shit. I got back to you again. Hey, Jesse, what's going on?
Yeah, so were you able to talk to your partner?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so...
Not yet. It might be something we'd want to do, but I got to verify the money, you know.
With your partner?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
Well...
Are you there? Brad? Did you put me on hold or mute? Because I can't hear you.
You're on hold. How'd you get on hold?
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe you put me on hold or mute.
No, it was on hold. I did. I don't know how I did, but I did.
Okay. So I just asked, what you wanted to do, and then you cut out. So I didn't hear what you said, if you said that.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I wanted to get our beer, which I did that.
Okay.
And then I wanted to go out on the deck, which I did that.
Okay.
We have a lot of stuff going on right now. There's not really any refinishers around here, and the ones that are around here are little spoiled rotten babies. So
yeah.
We take care of all the bullshit. And sky's the limit, so we make a lot of money.
Okay. So, I mean, but now...
What I want to know is how come 58 people, just like you, call me every day? Why should I pick you over everybody else?
So there is only a handful of Google partners throughout the country. Now, there are thousands of SEO companies, definitely, but only a handful of them are actually partnered with Google itself, right? Which I did send you over our Google partnership badge. Or here, I'll go ahead and send that again.
Okay.
So that is one of the reasons. Also, we do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have been in business for 18 years in December. We've been in business for 18 years. You know, we have over 48,000 clients with a 4.9 satisfaction rate. So I would say that would be the reason to choose us over, you know, 90% of the other people, right? I mean, there are some other good companies.
Are they going to tell me? I had somebody call me and said for $1,495, he'd cover me for a year and promise I'm going to be at the top of Google.
I mean, if you wanted to do a yearly contract, we do have yearly contracts, but it would be more expensive than that. I mean, it would be, you know, $2,500. For 6 months, it would be $1,300. You know, for...
I'm telling you, you're for $1,495, but I just don't understand why I can't do the same thing you're doing. Why can't I get to the top of Google with Keepsit? What's the difference?
So, if you were going to do it on your own, Brad, one, you would need to know how to do backlinks. You would need to know how to do keyword inputting. So basically...
That's why I pay you, isn't it? That's why I pay you, because I don't know none of that.
Well, you know,
like
I don't
know how to refinish the bathtub. I don't know how to do all that, right?
You know what? It's funny because I had somebody one time that was like, oh, yeah, my friend is going to do it. And I really felt like saying, you know, well, my friend can cut my hair, but I'd rather go to a professional. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, it really is mostly that this would take a lot of time and effort. So it kind of takes away from your
business.
I don't have
40 hours a week to play around and try to chase this and chase that and advertise here and advertise there. I do need something for something here. It's weird I got called by two different people today and not to you though, Jesse. It must be something that I need to pay attention to, I guess. But...
Well, I think we had the best conversation.
I get called by people all day long, but I've never been called by anybody and got a hold of the same person twice. You try that. You call your credit card company and see if you can get a hold of two people twice. No.
Well, that's Brad, because I would be the lead on your account. So when you called in, you reached the revenue department, but I have you on hold, and I would be the lead on your account always. So that is really why you went back to me, because I'm the one who's working on your account from this point. So, that you'll always reach me. If you call the revenue department, they'll transfer it to me. Once you pay for the program, then you'll be working with your account management team, but I will give you my extension and phone number so you can always reach me at any time.
Could I pay 6 months upfront?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the 6 months, it would be, let's see. So for 6 months, it's $1,300 for 6 months.
Yeah. So if I pay that upfront, what do I get? What am I going to get?
So that you'll get the top of Google, you'll get the Facebook ads, you'll get all the directory listings, you will get mobile devices, so we'll program you into iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. So that would cover you all for 6 months.
Okay. Does this really work?
Absolutely.
I get called by 100 people, so... Tell me, I just want to know, Jesse, I'm firmly on your side on this.
Yeah.
And if I get my partner to go with it, yeah. I mean, but he's going to have to give up half his money too, you know?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it's ultimately, Brad, you see, value in advertising, because I see you have some online listings, right? Like HomeAdvisor, I know you've tried them out. So you see the value in being online. It's just really about...
Whoa. It's all online now. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was all about advertising at 20 phone bucks.
Right.
Now it isn't
right.
Anything out of phone.
That's
I'm struggling. That's where everybody else's business is. Just, bye, Jasper. Hold on. That's it. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Jasper. Thanks, Thomas. I gotta get new siding.
Okay, you got
we're putting new siding up.
Siding and then the drywall. Once you put the drywall.
Can I do drywall now? Can I do drywall now? All right, thank you. Perfect.
It should be fluffy.
Perfect. Thank you. Sorry, I had my brother-in-law or my son-in-law here. He's an electrician. He had to wire up my outside lights and stuff.
No problem. No. Well, that's nice. At least you got an electrician in the family.
I wish we had a freaking doctor, though.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Do you have a doctor in your family? How come none of us? There's 1,000 freaking doctors out here. How come nobody I know has a doctor in their family? Probably because they do.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't have any doctors in my family, but I do have an aunt that tested the air for the Aaron Brockovich thing, so she, does air testing, which is kind of cool, but,
cool.
No doctors. Yeah.
What about lawyers? Got any lawyers? Might need one at some point.
No. No lawyers. I don't have any lawyers. So my brother-in-law's mom is a lawyer, but she does homeless law. She helps out people with housing for the homeless. So
I got a house. I own my.
What?
I own my house. So.
Well, that's good.
I'm not homeless.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder in California. You know, owning a home can be, a little bit more difficult. I mean, houses out here, my dad, he bought his house in 2008 during the recession for $300,000, and he just sold it, a couple of months ago for $970,000. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
That's just shit you see on TV where people put that much money in. And to build a house, you probably $50,000. So that's about 2 points. Maybe 70. Now with lumber prices, you might be at 100. But it's still the same lumber. It costs the same much in California or Hawaii or here in the Midwest or on a mountain, you know.
Right. I hear lumber is getting expensive, though.
People have more money right now than I've ever seen in my life. Everybody is just giving up money. And I don't know where they're getting it. I don't know how they got it. I don't know if they all got a raise to think they're rich or what. But I'm telling you what, I am busy as I've ever been in 30 years.
No, well, that's great. That's amazing. I wish I had. Yeah,
now, I
want
to go to Papa Google because I know how the roller coaster rolls in business. And with the fears of a recession in front of us, and I want to be doing everything I can in front of that. Because also, I'm the cheapest option.
Right.
If I come to your house and refinish your bathtub, say I do the bathtub and the walls, and I charge you $595 for it. Okay, it's $600. Now, I want you to go and call a contractor and tell them you want a new bathtub and new walls. You're probably going to be at about $4,000. So I'm the cheapest. I'm the cheapest price point on it. So it keeps me so busy.
Right. I mean, and there are other people in your area that are being listed on the top already, too.
Hey, let me tell you what's going on there. You want to really know what's going on? Because I caught a hold of it with Angie's List. All the bathtub liner companies are advertising as bathtub refinishers. And then they go in and tell my clients that, you just need to replace your tub and put a liner over it.
Really?
Well, I tell my customers, if you're going to replace your tub, why put a freaking liner over it? Replace your tub. If you're going to replace it, replace it. Why put a freaking liner? But no, they're scabbing onto my business. But with Angie's List, the secret is call. The minute you get a phone call, and it sucks because I get phone calls at 1 a.m. on freaking Sunday morning, Saturday night, you know, and I probably shouldn't be talking to customers on the phone, but the secret is call them right back. Because if you can call them back first, you can easily get it.
I mean, with Brad, with this, you know, you won't have to worry about that because the calls will be coming directly to you. So you don't have to, you know, get a lead that comes in and then, you know, call them immediately. Like, it will be
Here's what I'm thinking.
Sure.
Check this out and tell me if you're thinking the same thing. I'm thinking that all these people won't have to go to Angie's List if I'm, boom, at the top of everything, telling you I can do it right now, and then they call me from the beginning. And I think that's what you're trying to say, too.
Definitely. So, yeah, Brad, I mean, ultimately it is that, you know, when people are searching for your services, they're going to Google, right? So if you even think about, if you even kind of think about it, too, Brad, somebody is going to Angie's List or Home Advisor. What they're doing is they're going from Google Guaranteed to Google Ads to the map section, and then there at the bottom is going to be Home Advisor, Angie's List, and Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going through all of that to get to you, then the people that are going through all of that to get to you, the only thing those people are doing is price shopping. Because they're going through all of those people, calling all of those people ahead of you, and then finally getting to Angie's List just only looking for the best price. So that's why placing you ahead of all of your competitors to get up there at the top, where people are actually making those buying decisions on Google itself, ahead of Home Advisor, will place you as a separate entity to capture those leads all on your own. So, and then have those calls coming directly to your phone.
So you're thinking that I want to get rid of Angie's Home Advisor. It's costing me thousands of dollars, but I'm getting multi-thousands of dollars worth of work. I mean, so it's not a bad thing, but I'm getting charged for a lot of shit. Sorry, pardon my French. But I'm getting charged for a lot of shit or a fake. One time they gave me a number, and I just happened to be in town in Crawfordsville, Indiana. So I went to the house, and it was in an industrial park.
Okay.
And because I don't answer calls on Sunday, I think it's rude, and I wait till Monday. Well, it was over 24 hours from the time they sent the message to me. So I didn't call within 24 hours, so therefore I had to pay $45 for it.
Oh, wow, really? $45. That's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
That's definitely...
And I went to the guy's house that day. I mean, like, within minutes of getting it, we just happened to be in that town. So we went there, and it was in an industrial park. There was no house there. There was no person. It's like Robert Moore, I think is the name. But
yeah.
And then try to get a hold of them. It's harder than hell to get a hold of them. When you do get a hold of them, they're pretty nice on the phone, but they're like, oh, well, somebody decided to get it. Well, I probably owe them $1,500 right now. But I've probably gotten $25,000 worth of work.
HomeAdvisor?
I can't really argue.
Yeah.
HomeAdvisor, Angie's like, I get probably seven calls a day from.
You know, I mean, really, Brad, I mean, you know, you'd be spending a fraction of that, right? It, like, for 6 months of that for the $1,300. And then, you know, you'll always be having those unlimited calls coming directly to your phone. So, I mean, that's really where you're going to see the biggest increase.
So, what you're thinking is they're going online, they're searching, they're not finding anybody, and then Angie says, hey, I can show you somebody. So, they sign up for that. I had a customer tell me the other day that Angie was trying to charge them for looking for me.
You know, that's interesting you say that because somebody else just told me that recently, and I didn't think that they actually charged clients. So,
No, they're not supposed to.
Yeah, I thought
but
that they...
I also got told by somebody that was from California was trying to sell me the same thing you are. And they told me that Angie's List and the other one, HomeAdvisor, got sued not too long ago. That's why Angie changed it from Angie's List, and then they've incorporated together. But I think they're still doing the same thing. If they're giving... You know, if I'm going to Indianapolis, there's five other people in Indianapolis, and all of us have to pay $40 for the same ad, and only one of us is going to get it, that's not fair. Give me the ones I can get. And so I agree that I think that if we had everything right and I was on the top, on the freaking top of Google every time, no matter what, I really think that people would come to me before they went to Angie's. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. 100%. They will absolutely do that.
I just said it for you, didn't I? You didn't have to say it.
Well, I mean, at least we're on the same page, you know? I mean, because that's, you know, ultimately what I do is, you know, I just really believe, Brad, that small businesses are the backbone of our country. So, you know, it's really just all I want to do is help your business. You know what I mean? So,
stay with me through it all. I can call you up when I'm bitching. I can call you up at 10 o'clock at night and say this ain't working right or something.
You can call me during work hours. So it would be Monday through Friday.
During work hours, exactly.
It would be Monday through Friday
I need you to come here and look on my computer. It's not pulling it up at the top of Google. Yep. You're going to have to come here. You're in California. I'm in Indiana. That's only a short ride. Like, I don't know, 2,000 miles from
them. Yeah, I've never actually even been to Indiana.
Fly over going to New York or something?
No, I've never even been to New York. I mean, I went to Virginia one time because all of my grandma's side of the family is from there. But so, I mean, I guess maybe I flew over it, but I was like seven. So I don't remember it. Yeah, I was really young.
We're the state that doesn't have all them round circles.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been to Texas. I live there.
I'm going to have to talk. Again, I'm still going to have to talk to my partner about this and see what he wants to do. This is something we want to do. I'm not opposed to it. I'm the owner. So ultimately, I make the decision. But with him being a partner, and I have to let him believe in it, too. I may have to let him talk to you.
Well, I was just going to ask, do you want me to call him?
Yes, but I don't remember his number.
Okay.
201. No, I'm 5-1. All right, hold on. Hold on, stay on the line, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm looking. I'm looking. I love to talk to you.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, for sure.
Hey, at least I'm not an asshole that hangs up the phone on you and shit.
No. I really have. I've really enjoyed this conversation. That's, I don't, like, enjoy every conversation I have. So I definitely have enjoyed this for sure.
No doubt. How do I read that? Oh, 812.
Okay.
201. 2952.
Okay, so it's 812-201-2952, correct?
Yes, and that's Adrian Smith of A.G. Smith. He's my partner. He's my son, actually, but...
Oh, okay. Do you think he's available right now, or...?
You can try it. He lives out in the country in the woods, so I don't know. You know, I just don't know.
Okay.
If you can't... Listen, check it out, Jesse. If you can't get a hold of him tonight, go ahead and try to call. But if you can't get a hold of him tonight, just leave a message that you will talk to him tomorrow. When you come into work tomorrow, go ahead and give us a call. That'll probably be, what, like 10 o'clock or something?
Nine.
We'll be in
9 years time. Are you on East Coast time or Central time?
Yeah, East Coast.
So it would be 10 your time.
Whatever. We'll be in Indianapolis by then.
Okay.
So call us if we can't talk right that minute. But go ahead and I'm gonna let you talk to him. If you can't talk to him, like, tell him that you've already talked to me, and that I've agreed to this. Under certain parameters, I have to talk to him. I can't make the decision on my own if I partnered with him, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand that. Okay, I'll give him a call, and
it's
then if
like,
I don't...
It's only 13. What's 13 divided by 6? That's 200 per minute.
Yeah, so it does save you money on the price if you do the 6 months, for sure. So
yeah,
if,
I
want
to do the 6 months or a year. Give it 6 months. I did 6 months to Tangie's List. That's about ready to run out. Mayor, I don't know, man. They're keeping me pretty busy. If you could take me over the top, I'd drop Angie's.
Okay.
So for real. For real, because it'd be probably cheaper, like you said, in the long run.
Right. But, so, yeah. I mean, so with the $1,300 package, it saves you $494, to be exact, for the monthly price. So...
Man, then I can bug you every time I'm all the time and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here Monday through Friday, so, you know, you can definitely.
Oh, man, you screwed up there. You told me that. I'm going to ask you all kind of dumb questions. You got hold of the right person here. You got hold of the right person. And, try calling Adrian tonight. You can't get hold of him tonight. Call him in the morning about 10 o'clock because I'll be driving at 10 here in Indianapolis, but he should be able to talk to you tonight. By then, I'll have time to explain to him what's going on. He didn't answer the call earlier, but he could be out shooting his bow and arrow and stuff, you know?
Oh, okay. That's cool.
He's a hunter. He really is. He goes all around the country hunting, but there's nothing that he shoots that he doesn't eat.
So
if he shoots here, he's...
Right on.
And which is kind of what I say too. Okay. Well, hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Jesse.
Okay, Brad. I hope you have a great rest of your night. I'll go ahead and give him a ring right now. Okay.
Okay, you do that. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye now.
Bye.